If daily inspirational scripture moment is inspiring you and you would like to support Pastor Ginger E. Williams Ministries, you can do so at Cash App Pastor Ginger and PayPal.me/GCrudup. That is with a capital G, capital C, RUDUP. And I would like for you to know that I am available on other social media sites, providing prayer, Bible study, and sermons. You can also find me on Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. Anchor.com distributes my podcasts on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Listen Notes, and Podbay.fm. Need a good read? You can go to Amazon.com and purchase my latest bio, a book about me, titled My Little Sister, written by Miss Ginger Eva Williams. Thank you for your listening ears, support, and donations. And make sure you click on the notification button to be the first inspired. Now let's go into today's inspirational scripture moment. Blessings, beautiful souls of light. This is Prophetess Ginger E. Williams coming to you with daily inspirational scripture moment. I am continuing my series on my biography, a book I wrote called My Little Sister. Chapter 1, Part 4. The marriage of my mom to my last stepdad was very bad. The first 10 years of their 26 years of marriage, they both drank very heavily, and my stepdad was a drug user as well as a drug dealer. It was nothing for me as a little girl to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom to see my stepdad and his friends in the bathroom shooting up heroin in their veins with needles. I had to sit with my stepdad, often admitting him in the hospital from experiencing having hallucinations from drug use. And I was no older than 13, and I grew up very fast and had to become the adult in the home. My mom wasn't able to go to the hospital with my stepdad because she was too drunk herself. My mom cussed and fussed every day, from sun up to sunset. She would cuss my stepdad out, and he would, in return, knock her out, often unconscious, because he was an ex-boxer. Until there were many times I thought she was dead on the floor. I would try to break them up from fighting all the time, crying until I would cry myself to sleep. A lot of times I would try to stay up wanting to protect my mom from getting jumped on, in which I would end up not going to school the next day, once again messing up my grades. By the time I was 9 years old, I was smoking marijuana on a regular basis. It was around my home as if it was normal to have. And so as a little girl, once I discovered that it could ease some pain and help me sleep, so it became a part of my childhood use. And yes, I learned how to roll up the marijuana by watching others do it. It was grown in my backyard with other garden vegetables, and that was why it was so common in my home. It was left on top of the refrigerator to dry out in a brown paper bag, and that was where I had to access it. No one ever knew that I was even smoking it as a child because of the heavy drinking and drug use that went on in my home. I'm going to stop right here, and we will resume chapter 1, part 5, on tomorrow. And as always, have a wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. This has been Prophetess Ginger E. Williams, and I've come to you with daily inspirational scripture moments.